big hit. You know, we're it's a shame that it happened. But as soon as I saw the nature of the injury, you've seen enough of them, been around enough, especially having a background in linebacker coaching. It's kind of had an idea that's what happened. Like we talked about last week, you know, Jordan did a great job of bringing himself into the conversation of a main rotation guy through just the circumstance of injuries that presented him an opportunity. It's a shame that he only made it halfway through the season. But in the NFL, that's it's a bad part of what we deal with. Jordan will get everything fixed, and then we'll move on, and we're back to the guys that we originally started with, and they go day to day. So it's not something, obviously, it's a shame for Jordan because he really was coming along strong. And I think he would have been a Rookie of the Year candidate without question.
You're losing a very productive player, as you just mentioned. He's second in the league in takeaways. So it's a big loss. It's hard to replace that, but obviously the next guy that comes in is going to have to do it.
I was at the Cowboys-Eagles game in 2010, the playoff game. It was in Dallas. I was still in college, obviously, at the time, and I got a text from my coach, Will Muschamp. He says, get this kid to Texas. And I'm sitting in the stands watching the game, and I'm like, who is this kid? Next thing you know, I text Jordan. He ends up coming to Texas. We play 2 years together there, and then we end up here. He takes my spot, and then he gets hurt, and then I replace him. It's just funny how it all works.